our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today about those three words, whatever my lot, which are familiar words to many of us who know the hymn by Horatio Spafford, "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows, like sea billows, roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." And it's not easy to say it is well when things seem to have fallen apart. Yesterday, we looked at the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. God sent His great prophet Elijah, who had been fed by ravens while he was by the brook Cherith. God then sent him, when the brook dried up, to Zarephath, where there was a widow who God said would take care of him. It's one of those amazing things where God chooses the weakest, most destitute person to do a big job for Him. And, of course, the widow must have been floored at the request, and yet recognizing the voice of God in the prophet's words, she obeyed. And through that sacrificial obedience, she saw the wonderful miracle of the cruse of oil, which never failed, and the flour that never gave out, or the meal. I came across these wonderful words from that little book that I have recommended a number of times, Daily Strength for Daily Needs. This is what Elizabeth Charles wrote. "Is thy cruse of comfort," and that word cruse is C-R-U-S-E, and it just means a jar of some sort. And surely she had in mind this story of the widow of Zarephath and her cruse of oil. I'll start over. Elizabeth Charles writes, "Is thy cruse of comfort wasting? Rise and share it with another. And through all the years of famine, it shall serve thee and thy brother. Is thy burden hard and heavy? Do thy steps drag heavily? Help to bear thy brother's burden. God will bear both it and thee." Let me read those last two lines again. "Help to bear thy brother's burden. God will bear both it and thee." Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." That is a scriptural principle. I had a letter from a woman who lives nearby. She told me that she had had to get a restraining order for her husband because he had been getting uncontrollably violent. He insisted on controlling her and her children, and she felt that he had a psychological illness of some sort. She had no job, no money, no home, no husband, and no skills. And you know what she said to me? "I need to rest in God's guidance, wisdom, and goodness." Yes, I couldn't have given her sounder advice than the Holy Spirit had obviously already given her. She had been open to receiving that teaching. And I wondered if I should send her this quotation. "Do I dare?" I ask myself, realizing the rejoinder that comes to me sometimes, "That's easy for you to say." Well, it's George Merriam who said it way back in the mid-1800s, at least 100 years ago. The truth of God is for all of us, anywhere, anytime. If I did not believe that, I wouldn't be here in the first place. I certainly wouldn't have the temerity to speak as I do on the radio, for I claim no authority except that of the Word of God. I do seek most earnestly to be faithful to the truth of that word. But I have no other authority, none. My own experience is limited to my own experience, as is yours. My husband, my second husband, Addison Leach, who died of cancer, used to say sometimes in his preaching, "I don't apologize for using as an illustration a personal experience. Personal experience is the only kind I've ever had." But I have also found that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer and my sun and my shield and my Savior, and His Holy Spirit is my comforter and guide and teacher. So let me read to you what George S. Merriam wrote. "However perplexed you may at any hour become about some question of truth, one refuge and resource is always at hand. You can do something for someone besides yourself. When your own burden is heaviest, you can always lighten a little some other burden. At the times when you cannot see God, there is still open to you this sacred possibility to show God. For it is the love and kindness of human hearts through which the divine reality comes home to men, whether they name it or not. Let this thought, then, stay with you. There may be times when you cannot find help, but there is no time when you cannot give help." That bears repeating. Let this thought stay with you. There may be times when you cannot find help, but there is no time when you cannot give help. God has given us the privilege of bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ. Have you found Him to be your rock and your fortress and your deliverer, your sun, your shield, your Savior? Do you trust the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and guide? Isn't it a temptation for most of us today, as soon as we have a perplexity or a problem or a big trouble, to get on the phone and talk to somebody that we feel will understand, instead of going directly to our knees? I would recommend that we really need to go directly to our knees first. It may be that the Lord will give you a friend, a human comforter, someone who will come alongside and support and encourage and comfort and bless you. Be very thankful if God gives you that kind of a person. But on the other hand, if there is no one, if you really do feel all alone in the world, if you are as destitute as this woman who wrote to me, who has no job, no money, no home, no husband, and no skills, try her recipe to rest in God's guidance, wisdom, and goodness. You know, He is the same yesterday and today and forever. We're talking about whatever my lot may be. Events, you know, are God's bright messengers. God teaches us through events, through the things that happen in our lives, through the apportioned assignment which God has given to us. Now, one of the apportionments which I take from God's hand in these days is the necessity to prepare radio programs. And it never fails that when I'm facing the next taping session, I'm thinking, now, what shall I talk about? But you know, as I spend time alone with the Lord in the mornings before breakfast, the Lord gives me so many things that I would like to talk about that there's absolutely no way that I can get them all in. I can't fit them all in. God pours out His superabundance of love and mercy and the Holy Spirit's teaching in such tremendous quantity and plenitude that I'm at a loss to know how to fit it in. I guess my biggest problem is not how shall I find something to talk about, but how shall I sift through the many things that I would like to talk about and narrow it down to those things that will fit into 11 and a half minutes? Well, there have been so many wonderful proofs of God's guidance and help and wisdom in my own life that I can't keep them to myself. I offer them to those of you who have ears to hear, hearts to obey, and wills ready to do what God tells you. If you don't know what God wants you to do at this moment, keep plodding faithfully along, believing that He hasn't left you alone. He said He wouldn't, and you can be sure of that. My problems with learning the guidance of God almost invariably have something to do with my impatience. I'm knocking on God's door, wanting an answer now. And that still small voice is coming to me sometimes and simply saying, you don't need to know what God wants you to do at this moment. Just keep plodding faithfully along with whatever you know He wants you to do, whatever you know He has already given you to do. For example, the housework, the correspondence, the newsletter, the radio programs, the scheduling for next year for those speaking engagements. I have to keep plodding faithfully along. And amazingly enough, why should it amaze me? When the time comes that a decision absolutely has to be made, the guidance is there. He will be our guide even until death, He has promised us. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. Let's remember that the unexpected in our lives was expected by God.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.